This study on the Holy Spirit is offered for the edification of all students of God's Word by spiritandtruth.org. Pastor Paul Hennebury of Agape Bible Church will be our teacher. It is our prayer that our time together will deepen your understanding of the Bible and allow you to draw closer in your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's begin our time of study with Dr. Hennebury.
Really lives, the one that speaks from those pages, the one that confronts you when you read about him. I was confronted by him and he spoke right through me. And in those powerful words, those powerful claims, the Holy Spirit was bearing witness to my unbelief. Am I going to believe? Or am I going to continue to resist? Am I going to give in to the truth, or am I going to do what Pilate said? What is truth? And walk away. As if you can walk away from truth. Oh, you can turn your face to it and walk the road of folly. That is the choice that the world makes. And that is why people are living so messed up lives, the kind of messed up lives they are. And you think, well, what decisions have you made? What that have brought you to this? And it doesn't take very long until you can see why they have the kind of lives they have. Why the world is such a messed up place. And the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Sermon on the Mount, the voice that says, love your enemies, do good to those that persecute you. That voice, you know, the one that the media that doesn't want you to know about, just comes through strongly, persistently. And we are forced again to decide, what will we do with Jesus? Folks, that is not the work or a work that is possible for human beings. It's not possible for a preacher to do that. It's not possible for books to do that. It's not possible for programs or films to do that. And I hope you'll be here for that film on Wednesday. It's the Holy Spirit taking that and bearing witness to what has happened and the decision that must be made. And he will convict people of unbelief because they've not believed in Jesus. You say, what haven't they believed in? I believe in Jesus. But do you believe what he says? You say, well, I don't know what he says. Then you should be under conviction to find out what he said, because it's right here in the New Testament. Don't leave here without a New Testament. We'll give you one. If you want to have a study about what Jesus said, we will give you a study about that. But the Spirit witnesses to the world, and the world knows it, and so the world tries to present us every Christmas and every Easter with another Jesus. It says that he will convict the world. Why does the Holy Spirit of God need to convict the world? The world, you see, that is the Bible's name for unbelieving mankind. The world thinks that it's on the up and up. The world thinks that it's thrown off Christianity and thrown off that prudery of Christianity. And of course, you know, there were people who took Christianity and made legalism out of it. Of course there were, and abused it. Thrown off those shackles, and now we can we can be free of all of that, to live the kind of lives we want to live. That's the thinking of the world. That's the kind of thinking that the Holy Spirit convicts people about. You see, here are basically what the ideas of many people in the West today. And you can see it on social media, you can read about it in the news, you can just see it in the way that people are. The great idea that people are starting to believe and are believing today is in the autonomy of the individual and in individual choice. The greatest value for people in the world, the one that's being pushed on people, is the value of choice. It's my choice. And your choice, as far as the world is concerned, is what I want. I mean, it doesn't go any deeper than that. That's a pretty shallow criterion for making a choice. What I want, you know. Our kids want to do certain things. We will say, if we're good parents, we will say, often, no, you can't do that because that's bad for you, or that's not good, or it breeds a certain kind of a character trait that we don't want to see in kids, just getting everything that they want, expecting to get stuff instead of being grateful. But that is now the great value of the West. I want it, I should have it. I feel like it, therefore it's right. Choice. It's all about my choice. Life is being boiled down to individual choice. Nothing more. Choice about what? It doesn't matter. Usually it's not about anything really important. In fact, it's most of the time not about anything important. Meantime, the important things are not being considered because I choose not to think about them. And yet, the Holy Spirit still convicts people of their unbelief. You are what you own, very much in this world. Or you are what you want to make yourself in the next 24 hours or the next week. People are self-absorbed today. But you know, have you noticed something? In this age of self-absorption, in this age of personal individuality and self-expression, that people like that, they always seek for causes. Why do you think they seek for causes? They're always going on marches for something, or trying to get behind some kind of moral crusade, usually against Christianity or Christian ideas. Whether that be a crusade for women's rights to abort their children. In some years' time, by the way, it will probably be women's rights to kill their newly born children, because that's around the corner. Whatever it may be. Self-expression is the big thing. And they do this, I think, and they get behind these programs because these marches, these different causes that you can get behind today, these things that you can get indignant about morally, they give you a sense of the fact that, you know what, I'm righteous to get behind this. I'm righteously behind something. So that deals with their guilt. Their guilt about what? Their guilt about the fact that they know that they are living a life that is in opposition to God. They're giving themselves self-absolution by joining the environmental cause or the climate change cause or the Black Lives Matter cause or whatever it might be. And feeling angry about those people on the other side. It makes them feel good about themselves to do that. They, though, don't have to change themselves one iota. They don't have to change anything about themselves. They can live the lives that they have chosen to live. Their individuality is intact. But they can feel good about themselves. That's what modern liberalism is all about, by the way. It's a replacement. It's feeling good about themselves while knowing that they're guilty before God. The Holy Spirit is bearing witness. The world's pushing against it. But he is certainly bearing witness. Jesus says here that he reproves the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The first is the sin of unbelief in Jesus. Secondly, therefore, it's righteousness. And I've kind of been talking a little bit about that, or the unrighteousness of the world. But he convicts them, you see, of Christ's righteousness. Because here's the thing about the biblical Christ that you don't find in the PBS Christ. And that is that the biblical Christ, the Christ that speaks to you in the Gospels, is righteous. He's sinless. He's morally perfect. He is the standard of what a human being should be and is not when every other human being is thought of. And that's a light that the world tries to extinguish. But folks, don't think that the Holy Spirit is not working to press the claims of God home to these consciences. He is. They're rebelling. And they're rebelling with these, you know, well, the way that the world does. And yet the Holy Spirit is doing that quiet work. And finally here, of judgment. Judgment. Oh, there we go. There's that negativity again. There's the Jesus we don't like. You know? The Jesus of judgment. You Christians, you're always so judgmental. Well, if Christians are judgmental, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. Because it's not for us to be judges of the world. It's for Jesus to judge the world. We're to have judgment. We're to think, you know, so that we can make good decisions. That kind of judgment, that kind of discernment, we're supposed to have that. But as far as looking down at people that don't live according to Christian morality, if they're not Christians, why would you expect them to live according to Christian morality? What are you supposed to do with them? How are you supposed to treat people? You're supposed to love them, which means that you... you need to understand, if they're going to be convicted of their sins, it's not because you're looking down your nostrils at them. It's because the Holy Spirit is going to bear witness through your love to them, through your life of truth, through your struggle about Jesus, your Savior. But that's the Holy Spirit's word. But judgment's true. Judgment's the truth. Folks, the Jesus who came to die on the cross, the Jesus that rose again, the Jesus that offers you salvation, the Jesus that secures your salvation so that you're secure in Him. No one can take it away from you once you've got it. He is a Jesus who is, at the end day, the judge of sinners. The Holy Spirit convicts people of judgment. Oh, do not think that the people who think they're cool in denying God, in rubbishing the Bible, in mocking the church, do not think that they don't do it because of their intellectual enlightenment. They do it, rather, not because they're intellectually above us. I mean, they might think that too. But because they want to persuade themselves that there are good and necessary arguments for them not being judged at the end of their lives. We are brilliant at lying to ourselves. We are brilliant at self-deception. And the Holy Spirit presses the claims of Jesus the judge, the coming judgment for all of us, upon the world. And the world is reacting to it. Oh, it's a quiet witness. It's a quiet conviction from the Holy Spirit. But the world is very verbal in its responses. That judgment stands. The ruler of this world, Jesus says, that's Satan, is judged. And anyone who's on his side is judged with him. Now, the kind of people that are on the side, and I need to hurry, I know. The kind of people who are on the side of Satan is right across the board. Some of the very nicest people you'll ever likely to meet are on Satan's side. How's that? Because they haven't believed in Jesus. Because they're resisting the witness of the Holy Spirit. Some of the very nastiest people, of course, are also there. Satan's got people in all camps. Some people in church are going to stand before judgment, Jesus in judgment, and Jesus is going to say, "Away from me, I never knew you." They're not identified with Jesus, they're identified with Satan. And he is judged. Folks, if you haven't believed in Jesus, Jesus says in John 3:36, or the Gospel of John says, that you're judged already, you're condemned already. And so one of the Spirit's works is to reprove the world, to prove error, the error of unbelief, the error of rejection of Christ to the world. My closing thought is this: that this reproof continues silently day in, day out. But it would be mightily strengthened if we Christians would conform ourselves more to Christ than we do. would love the world like Christ loved the world. Would stop busying ourselves with social issues and be the church, the city on the hill, that shines its light for all to see. We can only do that, folks, when we take Jesus seriously and let the Holy Spirit do his job. We might think he needs help because, after all, you know, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Yes, it is. And the best way that we can witness to the world is by letting the Spirit of love work in our hearts, work in our churches, focus on the truth that is in Jesus, and then allow the Spirit's reproof not to go out from our lips, but to go out from our lives to a world that desperately needs to think about the real Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, I pray that you would help us to think about Jesus, listen to Jesus, help the world not to be carried away and taken away by all of the lies about your Son. Help them turn to the Scriptures. Help them to do what's uncool. Help them to think deeply about issues of life and death, about guilt, about sin, because there's good news when they do. And it's the news of forgiveness. It's the news about love that will not be broken. It's the news about adoption into your family. Help us never to doubt that the Holy Spirit is working in the world, and help us to do our part in that witness. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.